horse that was able to win yesterday. He's a challenge for the stable. Fish In, but Robbie Griffiths and Matt de Kock got him over the line yesterday.
Bistro, Commander Prove got a neck in front, a half in front of Bistro. Fission starting to run on. Clarity needs room. Commander Prove swings in front. Bistro the first to clack. Fission moves up on the outside. Fission went straight past Commander Prove. Clarity's getting out and running on. Fission darted away. Clarity running on strongly. Fission tying up near the last 50 metres, but he'll win it. Fission has won, but Clarity could have made it very...
Got home and he'd been consistent. He's hard work in the mounting yard, as Robbie Griffiths and Matt de Kock can testify. And Robbie joins us this morning. Good morning, Robbie.
Morning, Warren.
Do you add anything extra onto the training bill for race days on Fission? Just watching yourself and the guys in the mounting yard, there's a significant risk attached sometimes.
Certainly, electrolytes yesterday. The poor guys were red in the face and lacking some energy. They needed some rehydration afterwards. Reed Belfer and Adrian did an absolutely outstanding job trying to keep him grounded.
Talking to Pete Patterson yesterday too, and under the conditions, tough work for our clerks, of course, on course yesterday. How important are those guys, Shane and Pete, well known, but just right throughout the state and Victoria, the clerks, of course, are just so important in at least trying to get the horses to the barriers to run to their best.
Oh, they're unsung heroes. I mean, from the trainers' association point of view, we'd love to have, you know, half a dozen clerks at the races because, you know, sometimes so many horses need them, especially the highly strung sprinters, you know, to keep them calm and get them going to the barriers. You only had to see Michelle Payne in the last race, you know, running a horse around because somehow she didn't have one, you know. So, yeah, it's amazing that they're very unsung heroes, there's no doubt about that.
You tweaked the headgear with Fission yesterday. I think the blinkers came off and a set of visors went on. Talk us through what you were thinking there.
Well, as Ethan Brown said, even when he was interviewed afterwards, he's a funny horse because once he does hit the front, he can say, right, our job's done, and he can idle a little bit. And he's had a couple of very close seconds at Mooney Valley when narrowly beaten by Port Albert and Rich Fortune, which nabbed him when he'd struck the front. So we thought that if we put the visors on with the little slit in the back of the cup, it might just give him that opportunity to not lose focus if it got to a ding-dong battle and might just give him that extra 1% required to hold a fatter finish. And we've had a lot of success with those over quite a few years. We started using them many years ago and turned a little sprinter years ago called Happy Glenn into sort of a four-straight winner and things like that where he used to run second a lot. So we found them quite good for those horses that, you know, are blinker horses that need that slightly extra vision. And they worked yesterday. How much so, I don't know. But when he started to idle and he seemed to keep the job going, you know, which was good.
I think a family you know a bit about. He's out of Nuclear Force. I think Nuclear Force might have raced for you in Jerry Ryan's colours. Is that right?
Yes, he did. Well, and Kevin Wasey, who bred this guy, he was in Nuclear Force, you know, from the get-go as well. And Maurice Sinclair and some of the people that have racing Fission. So they've been throughout the whole journey from when we bought her as a yearling in Melbourne, and she won 8 races or something for us, and she got a little bit of black type, and she was a terrific race mare. She used to get a bit hot herself, so, you know, she's you expect him to be a bit that way inclined based on her. And she was a good race mare, and she's been a good breeder. She's bred Defcon and some really good horses, so this guy's certainly got some talent too.
You took the decision to geld him a while ago, but he's still got those traits. Is it something that you're seeing at home that is potentially going to work out of his system, or is it something you just have to learn to live with?
I'll probably learn to live with. Maybe if we gelded him a bit earlier, he might have been a little bit better. But we're hoping that over time, as he matures, he'll harness how he does things. I think he'll always be hot. It's in his nature. But yesterday, it doesn't affect his performance, which is good. It's just a pain for us to deal with him. You know, yesterday, he never stopped walking the whole 2 hours before race time. He had to be there. So you wonder if he could just relax and stay in the horse stalls for a while, and how much it would benefit his performance. But the other thing too is that, as you pointed out, being only a 3-year-old, that, you know, hopefully with time, he as he ages, he'll grow out of some of this anxiety and get better. So we're hoping for the latter, that he does improve with a bit of age, but at least it doesn't affect his performance on race day, which is terrific.
What did you make of Little Hard Squeezer's run yesterday?
I thought she was fantastic. She's racing so well with that Good Fortune on her side. She, as it turned out, if you could replay the race and have your chance again, you would have just stayed in your wider lane and rolled forward and sat 1-1. We always thought we'd be outside Markholt the whole race. and we end up sort of further back than we expected, and we actually thought that there'd be a bit more speed than that. Thought, you know, back Pat Carey's horse and even Moody's horse would be forward, you know. So we didn't expect them to trot and canter what they did and then sprint up really quick as fast as they did, and it sort of made it a race dominated by horses forward of her. And then she was sort of getting crowded in the straight. So we think if things had panned out different and she ended up in a forward position, even outside the lead or something like that, she would have held her position well. But she's been... The fractions haven't gone her way at the moment, but when they do, you'll find her in the winner's stall because we think she's going quite well.
Big team heading to Benalla today. Is there one or two of them that you're most looking forward to seeing go around?
Most of them, some of them are resuming, so they're more place chances based on fitness and so on. The favourite Revolutionist in the last has got the right form lines. He is drawn horrible at the barrier. So going through them, written the winning... Royalty can run a place. He's, you know, well, going through them in race order, I should say, is Manuka Bay is a place chance. You know, she's chipping away. Written Royalty can run a place. Resuming, he's trailed up okay. So most of them are place chances. Gingy, I don't know why she's such big odds. Probably because she didn't get out the other day, but she can run a place. I think most of them just keep around the place. But the best winning chance is Revolutionist late in the day. Warren is the best winning chance.
Each way all day, race 10, number 9, Revolutionist. A bit of luck from the draw with Lockie Overall aboard might be the best of them, from the Griffiths to Cox Stable at Benalla today. Well done yesterday, Robbie. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good on you, Warren. Thank you.